This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Officials in Afghanistan say a stampede near Pakistan's consulate in an eastern border city and insurgent attacks elsewhere in the war-torn country have killed about 50 people. Witnesses said thousands of Afghans had gathered Wednesday morning in a stadium outside the consulate in Jalalabad, waiting to collect tokens required to apply for a Pakistani visa. That's when jostling broke out between applicants. A provincial government spokesman told VOA at least 15 people, including 11 elderly women, were crushed to death in the ensuing stampede. Many more were trampled as they tried to exit the stadium. He expects the number of casualties to rise. The hostage situation at a bank in Georgia's Zugidi continues, with media reports quoting police who say one of the 20 hostages, a pregnant woman, was released. Negotiations were underway with the unidentified masked gunman wearing a military uniform. A local TV channel said he was demanding $500,000. The gunman gave police 2 hours to meet his demands, but the deadline expired without further developments. Mexican Security Minister Alfonso Durazo said Wednesday he would step down from his post to pursue the governorship of the northern border state of Sonora in 2021. The decision by Durazo, a close ally of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, was widely expected. López Obrador had said only minutes earlier that he was still trying to change Durazo's mind and called him an extraordinary public servant. The biggest party in Malaysia's ruling alliance Wednesday called for a political ceasefire to help tackle a new surge in coronavirus infections, a week after saying it was considering withdrawing support for the government. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin faces a challenge from opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, who met Malaysia's king last week in a bid to prove he has majority support from lawmakers. This is VOA News. Fewer than 2 weeks until Election Day in the United States, and U.S. President Donald Trump is tending to the Electoral College map as polls show him trailing in most battleground states. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president's hopping from one must-win state to the next, relying on rallies to boost turnout among his GOP base.
You can hear how big these crowds are. And by the way, you know, in all fairness, hearing all over the country makes you feel good.
Yesterday in Pennsylvania and today in North Carolina, the president's delivering what his campaign sees as his closing message: elect him and get a super recovery. Vote for Joe Biden and get depression, doom, despair, and boredom. Biden's off the trail while getting ready for tomorrow's final debate, though he will have former President Obama campaigning for him in Philadelphia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Germany, policymakers are awaiting the outcome of the U.S. presidential election in the belief it will have significant consequences for the country and for Europe. The EU's largest economy hosts around 36,000 U.S. troops, and at $200 billion a year, it is America's single largest trade partner in Europe. German Health Minister Jens Spahn tested positive for the coronavirus Wednesday afternoon, the health ministry said, adding he had placed himself in home quarantine. The minister was suffering from cold-like symptoms, the ministry said. People he had been in contact with were being informed. While Germany's infection rates are lower than in much of Europe, they have been accelerating and hit a daily record Saturday, according to the Robert Koch Institute, Germany's Federal Disease Prevention Agency. Earlier this month, Spahn said Germans face a, quote, test of character, end quote, a surge of coronavirus cases. Focus Online reports German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet will not have to go into quarantine despite Spahn's positive COVID-19 test. Ireland's central bank expects lenders to adopt interim measures to support borrowers experiencing temporary income shocks as a result of tightened COVID-19 restrictions, Governor Gabriel McLuff said Wednesday. He told a parliamentary committee, "Our clear expectation is that lenders engage effectively and sympathetically with distressed borrowers," end quote. The White House and congressional Democrats kept up negotiations Wednesday on a fresh coronavirus relief bill, though their effort faced opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate. Conservatives object to the $1 trillion-plus price tag. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Wednesday the biggest sticking point in negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added progress has been made toward a deal. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.